Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
You've been a singer for 17 years.
Yeah, to my wife.
I know,
she was looking at you when we walked by. You're a chicken.
You're a chicken.
Yes, I know. You're a chicken.
Yeah, that's a little muffled sound there, but part of what happened the other night when Senator Denny Hoskins and Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft kind of faced off. They were at the Lincoln Day dinner in Perry County, and that video has been making the rounds on social media and local media, and we wanted to give Senator Hoskins an opportunity to get on the radio this morning and explain to us what's going on there. Senator, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, Mark.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Great to have you on this morning. You know, it's been a couple of weeks since I know we've had you on the show. People know you're running for Secretary of State. Jay is the current Secretary of State running for governor. Kind of set this up for us. What? How did this conflict end up happening?
Well, this past Friday night, we were in Perry County at Perry County Lincoln Days in Perryville, Missouri, and Jay Ashcroft had just come off the stage after he gave his speech. I know he and Senator Igel kind of trade a couple barbs back and forth at each other. And as he came off the stage and walking through the crowd, my wife was sitting seated at a table. And next thing I know, out of the corner of my eye, I was sitting about 3 feet away from her. He stuck a finger in her face and said something, barked off to her and said something about, "You can't handle the truth, can you?" And this made my wife very visibly upset immediately. And I did what any husband would do when his wife's being bullied. I asked her what happened, and then I went back to the back of the room and said a few choice words to Jay Ashcroft. I asked him what my wife did. In the video, he said something like, "She looked at me," which is ridiculous. And I told him I'd never do anything like that to his wife. Our spouses and our families are always off limit. Then one of my opponents for Secretary of State actually recorded it, and that's who recorded it, not me, not anybody from my campaign. But I understand that Jay and one of my opponents for Secretary of State, they share the same consultant. And so they recorded it, and then they immediately sent it out to the media trying to embarrass me. Now, I asked the guy that recorded it, I said, why would you record that? Why don't you just delete that? And he just said no and laughed at me. So I will never be embarrassed about sticking up for my wife. I may be old school, but that's how I grew up, and I promise to defend and honor my wife in my wedding vows. And so that's what happened. I know, like I said, they think this is embarrassing for me. It's most certainly not. I just did what any husband would do as far as defending their own wife when they get bullied by another man.
Have you spoken with Jay Ashcroft at all since that moment that was recorded on video over the weekend?
Yes, I did. He was out in the portico afterwards and outside the exit doors or entrance doors at the American Legion there in Perryville. And I said, "You owe my wife an apology." And he said, "No," and just stared at me. So I asked him to apologize to my wife for making her visibly upset, and he refused to do that. So that's the only conversation that we've had since then. And that's what happened.
Yeah. Well, Senator, I know that part of the issue, according to Secretary Ashcroft, was some contention over how much power the Secretary of State has to regulate libraries or library funding. What is your position on that?
Yeah, my position is that, yes, some of the funding for our public libraries does go through the Secretary of State's office, and I've maintained that any public library that has X-rated material in the kids section, I will defund and withhold those funds that come through the Secretary of State's office for those public libraries. That X-rated material shouldn't be in our public libraries. It most certainly shouldn't be in the kids section, and your taxpayer dollar shouldn't be paying for it. So, yes, that has been a consistent campaign message that I will withhold any funds for public libraries that come through the Secretary of State's office if they have that X-rated pornographic stuff in the kids section.
Yeah, and I imagine a lot of parents are going to appreciate that.
Yes.
No,
they should.
Because nobody else is really standing up against it, right? I've been amazed at these local library boards and how resistant they've been when somebody points out the content in some of these books around the state.
That's right. You know, it shouldn't be in there. I can't believe that. And, you know, we've seen videos in other states as well as the state of Missouri that, you know, whether it's public libraries and people have gone to the public library board and said, hey, this shouldn't be in here. Let me read from this. And then the library board immediately shuts them down, says, no, you can't read that in here. And,
right.
And people ask, well, why? You know, this is in the kids section of your library. You're saying that I can't read a book that is in the kids section of your library? That's just how X-rated and pornographic it is and why it most certainly shouldn't be in there.
That's crazy. Senator Denny Hoskins, our guest. I know we've only got a couple minutes left here. Can you give me an update on what is getting done down in Jeff City this year? Is IP reform just dead at this point?
No, I believe that we will get IP reform passed. And right now it's sitting over the House. You know, I think we have a commitment from the House to take that up in the House and send that back over to the Senate this week. And so I'm very excited about that. You know, we need to make it a little bit harder to put something in the Missouri Constitution. You know, we have bingo in the Missouri Constitution. We have other things like marijuana in the Missouri Constitution. So it needs to be a little bit tougher. So I want to make sure that non-citizens don't vote in the state of Missouri. And I know the House added that language back in. And I'm very excited to get that bill back and get it passed out of the Senate.
Have you heard any update as far as how many signatures they've collected to try to get abortion on the ballot? Because over the weekend, I heard they've 99.9% sure that it's going to be on the ballot.
I've not heard how many that they have, but I would encourage everybody to decline to sign. Make sure you know what you're signing, because there are initial petitions out there going on to gather signatures to legalize abortion in the state all the way up to birth. You know, I've been endorsed by Missouri Right to Life. I'm the only candidate for Secretary of State that's been endorsed by Missouri Right to Life for my pro-life conservative voting record. And so I want to make sure that everybody knows what they're signing before they sign and, you know, politely decline to sign if it's to legalize abortion here in the state.
Senator Denny Hoskins there, District 21, sir, want to honor your time here. I appreciate you giving us a minute this morning.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. We'll talk again soon. Just wanted to get him on there and let him explain that side of it. People are making political hay out of it. And, you know, the language was colorful, for sure. But I have to tell you, man, as a husband, if somebody did that to my wife, I would react the same way. I think it was an emotional response. It's what it was. And he's not backing down from it at all. Coming up, we'll get to Jessie Jane Duff. Of course, you know her, former U.S. Marine Corps gunnery sergeant, and she's worked for women for Trump around the country. She's spent time down in Mar-a-Lago. A lot of interest to get her take on this trial that gets underway this morning up in New York for President Trump. In fact, I understand he may be in the courtroom already. So we're going to get to that for you coming up here in just a minute.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Who in America thinks it's right that if Joe Biden was in trial right now beforehand, or that President Trump? And really, they've already looked at this issue how many times? And really, from the standpoint...
A lot of people passed on bringing those charges. That's why I said what I said.
Yeah, the feds already looked at it. Right. And who do they... think about it. Their number one witness has already proven to be a liar in the process. Cohen, the attorney.
We will see what happens when he testifies. So,
I am hard, but I am fair.
Good morning, motivator.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Take the hill. We got a long week.
Jesse Jane Duff, good morning to you. How are you?
Hey, good morning, motivators. You know, it's a... I'm telling you, I'm just in shock that we're still in this state of confusion with all these stupid trials. I'm just... We would have never predicted this back in 2020.
Well,
never.
McCarthy asked the right question yesterday, and it's the question every one of these pundits needs to be asked when they get on there, is do you believe... it's almost like the were you better off 4 years ago than you are today kind of question. Do you believe Donald Trump would be in a courtroom in Georgia, in New York, in Florida, if he wasn't running for president of the United States? And the answer is obviously no, he wouldn't. And they're only going after him because of politics, period.
Absolutely. And there's no other way for anybody to look at this than through a political lens. I mean, and then to watch Hillary Clinton come out with her video where she's talking about persecutions of political opponents, seeing opponents killed, you know, aligned with Putin, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I just want to sit back and go, are we deflecting and talking about self? Because that's exactly what you did. You aligned yourself with trying to destroy your political opponent with a fake dossier. You have had massive corruptions tied to you and your husband dealing with money slipping all over the world, you know, basically, same as the Bidens. And I have really just grown to believe that the Democratic establishment has needed Joe Biden in that White House to protect and provide cover for them. Although, albeit, they didn't realize that the Congress was going to investigate his family so closely and find out about the 12 LLCs or 20-some-odd LLCs and 12 family members all making kickbacks off of these foreign entities.
Yeah, no, they don't want to report on that at all. I think we should listen to the bit of Hillary Clinton wisdom that she spread on everybody yesterday. Go to cut one, please.
Because Putin does what he would like to do, kill his opposition, imprison his opposition, drive, you know, journalists and others into exile, rule without any check or balance. That's what Trump really wants.
I'm sorry, Jesse. Don't you think she'd be in prison orange if that's what he really wanted? He had 4 years if he really wanted.
Exactly. But not only that, when you listen to exactly what she's saying, that's exactly what they are doing to Donald Trump.
Yeah.
It's the masterful game plan. Oh, geez. So, Hillary, you guys are emulating Putin. Short of, you know, and now you've got a congressman trying to push forward that Donald Trump's Secret Service detail is taken away if he's convicted. What in the world does that even mean? That could mean an assassination or a death. Like, these are sick people. They're covering up for their own crimes. And Donald Trump has made it very clear. I'm not coming back to have some type of retribution. My retribution is basically we win and get this country back on track.
Jesse,
you're right.
I have to get your reaction to the Biden administration changing the rules on Title IX. These rules put in place, I believe, I want to say like 1972 to protect women and then completely rewrites them.
This is so stunning to see that women no longer will have the protected rights that they have had. And they're allowing these transgender men to go with their identity, meaning women's sports can be abolished. Your scholarships will be abolished. You look at what happened. Title IX was passed by, it was basically put forward by a Democrat, a very prominent woman who has since passed away. And this is an issue that Republican women and Democrat women better unite on. I don't care what side of the fence you are on other issues, but we better unite on this and push back hard, because the scholarships that these young women are working so hard for in school, this is why they don't just abstain from competition. People say, well, why do they keep competing against these guys? Because they're up for scholarship money. Even if the guy comes out number one, number two, three, four, and five can still be a scholarship.
Right.
And it's horrible for these young ladies, because they fought so hard to be able to go to college on scholarships, just like the boys do. The boys get to go to college on scholarships for sports, but girls often were denied, outside of maybe cheerleading and some others, and academic scholarships were the only route they had. So this is appalling that this administration has decided a man born with parts that I do not have, never can have unless I surgically alter myself, is now going to be able to take away the rights of women.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and you know, as much as anything, like I looked at this story out of the West Virginia yesterday. They had a middle schooler, it's a boy, who identifies as a girl, won a court case allowing him to participate in girls' sports. He went to a track and field event with the shot put and threw it 3 feet further than the nearest girl, and about half of them just refused to compete against him. They'd walk into the circle and walk back out.
Good.
Yep. Yeah. And sadly, though, they're middle school. And so they don't have a college scholarship on the line now.
Yeah.
And I would dare to say, look at Hollywood and all of these women who are Charlize Theron. I saw a post of her with her son, who is now a daughter. There are you have people that Jennifer Lopez and one of her daughters and Ben Affleck's sons are now daughters. Or no, wait. They're daughters, now sons. I'm sorry. I can't get it right.
It's hard to keep track.
Well, it's toxic.
Yeah.
It's toxic. No child in our era, keep in mind, did we ever have a friend that wanted that? We had tomboys, yes.
Yeah.
But if you grow up and you could be, as Greg Guffel said, you could grow up and be a healthy lesbian or healthy gay male. Instead, you got these parents that are trying to surgically alter you, and the rest of your life, you will have to be on some form of treatment.
Yes. It's sick. It really is. Jesse Jane, I appreciate your time as always. Thank you.
All right, to take the Hill motivators, Joe Biden doesn't know what he is.
No, he doesn't, but he knows Uncle Bozy got eaten by a cannibal.
That's true. That's true.
We'll see you next week.
True story. True story.
Jesse Jane, I love that meme that's popping up now. Marked safe from being eaten by cannibals today. Have you seen that?
No.
There's some great, great memes out there on that. All right, what in the world is happening to our Cardinals and not what we had hoped? We'll talk about Sonny Gray's latest outing with none other than Tom Ackerman when we come back.
A great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball is really not a hard sport.
It is Anchorman, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
There you go, Tom Ackerman. I got my my caw shirt here from my trip to the Battle Hawks.
Yeah, look at that.
Saturday.
Get that on camera.
Yeah, no kidding.
Let's go Hawks, baby. Be Hawks.
We need a winner this year, and they're 3-1 now, right?
Yeah, they're hot. I thought that was cool. I wish I had gone to the game. I actually was watching it at home on ABC, so I love that it was on national television, and we got to show off. It's not just the team. It's about the crowd. You know, the crowd is awesome, and 31,000 there sounded like 131,000. It was half full, but it looked really, really great on TV and sounded great. And at one point, the announcer said, "How could you take football away from these amazing people?"
Thank you.
And I thought that was well said. And so I posted that clip on Twitter. And it went pretty wild with St. Louis fans responding. And then, of course, there's always the, well, because you guys didn't show up when the team wasn't good. Now you have no idea what you're talking about. Zero, of course. People who have no clue about the history of the Rams in St. Louis. The team tanked. They stripped the team down. People still went to the games. This is an awesome football town.
It is.
And as you saw on Saturday, that place was rocking. They know the game. They understand the game. The team is good. And imagine this now. The championship in the UFL is going to be played at the Dome. And the Battlehawks are 3-1. Clearly, they're one of the best teams in the league. Don't let them get in there and play the championship game at home on national TV. That will be an unbelievable scene and a huge plus for St. Louis, because that place will fill.
I mean,
they will fill the dome for that, and that would be, incredible. And I love watching them. I mean, A.J. McCarron's a good quarterback, accurate, smart. They have quick receivers. I think they have a nice running game. I think if you get good defensive pressure on the quarterback, Memphis is not as good of a team, you can tell. But they gave him a game, made it interesting, and they then did. St. Louis just did their thing, pulled away in the second half.
Yeah.
That was fun.
That big number 88, the receiver must be 6'8". I mean, he's huge.
Yeah.
And I wish they I just, as a football fan, knowing what McCarron did when he was at Alabama, I wish they would let him go downfield more often. Most of his passes are short out passes.
And I agree.
There seem to be opportunities where they could have thrown a couple of longer passes, and I don't know if it's the coach. I don't know if it's a offensive scheme. Maybe they knew something about Memphis I didn't. I would like to see him open it up a little more.
At one point, you could tell he was frustrated with the offensive play calling. And, in fact, the announcer said at one point, because he's mic'd, so they can hear McCarron. The TV producers can hear him. They don't always play it on the air, he's saying.
Well, I'll bet.
But they said that they could hear him. He was upset with the play call. Huh. So, you know, that does happen. But I love the access that they give you in the UFL. I really like the announcer team a lot. I thought it was a great product. I do kind of wish I was there, but I'm glad I watched it on TV. In fact, the more it's on national TV, the more people around even here will pay attention to it. My daughter, who's 13, who's a big sports fan, she pays attention to everything. She came in the room, and I'm watching it, and she goes, wait. She said, there's football downtown right now?
Yeah.
And I said, yeah. And she's, tell me more. And I'm like, well, you know. And I explained to her the Battle Hawks, and we decided we're going. We got to get down there.
It was fun.
Go see some
tailgate,
football.
People were going crazy. And
I bet.
My friend Andy Banker is the announcer for it in the stadium down there. It's outstanding.
Yeah, it's a good product. I've been. I've seen them in action, so I'm looking forward to getting back down there. It's a neat thing that we have right now downtown.
Are you still feeling optimistic about the Cards after their weekend with the
Brewers?
Here's
the only thing. I feel terrible about the Cardinals, honestly. But here's the only thing that keeps me going is their pitching's pretty good, except for Michaelis getting blown up on Saturday.
What was it, like 12 to 5?
12-5.
Yeah, I tossed that game away. He got blown up a few times. Cardinals score. I concentrate on are the Cardinals scoring or not. They scored 5 runs. If the pitching does its job, they probably win the game. The Friday game really gets me. Because they had multiple chances to win the game. Goldschmidt can't. He strikes out. Then in the 10th, Gorman strikes out. Gorman struck out 4 times in the game. It's like repetitive chances. And then yesterday.
With several bases loaded.
That one really hurt yesterday. Sonny Gray is pitching. He is lights out. Sonny Gray is an amazing pitcher. He is a top 10 pitcher in all of baseball.
Like, you think he's living up to the hype?
Oh, 100%. Sonny Gray, for sure. I mean, he is tremendous. I mean, he's walked one batter, and he struck out 23 in his 3 starts. He was phenomenal yesterday. The Cardinals scored a grand total of 0 runs for him. 0. And a day where he's out there pitching like crazy and looked awesome. The problem is clearly offense for this team. So you ask me if I'm optimistic. As long as they pitch and the rotation continues to do its job, and I would expect that Lance Lynn will go out there and pitch another good game today, they've got to score. And they have to, you know, hopefully it becomes a chain reaction thing where they all start going. Because right now, there are only a couple guys who are hitting and the rest of them are not coming through.
Yeah. I didn't get to see any of the games this weekend, but I read the results, and I'm like, eh, that's not good. Poor Sonny.
No, it's not good to lose any game.
No,
I don't think the team is, you know, even close to what they could be, and it's really disappointing. And they're all disappointed in there. I mean, they're all upset about it, and, you know, the fans are upset, and everybody's angry about it. So let's see what they can do.
I'll be the one to go ahead and say this. Is there any chance – if this continues, they would replace Marmol in the middle of the season?
I think there's always a chance that they could replace a manager, but in this case, no, because they just gave him an extension. So it would look really, you know, like they're going back on it. Now, Marmol is under contract. It doesn't mean that he has to fulfill the contract. I mean, the buyout isn't all that much, really, if they had to do it, but they're not going to do it in the middle of the season. I mean, if anything, they have to figure out why their big bats, who they pay a lot of money for, Arenado excluded. He's been fine.
Yeah.
But he still hasn't shown the power. You know, they're just not hitting home runs. They didn't hit a home run for like a week. I mean, is that Ollie Marmol's fault?
Like in spring training, though. Weren't we the team with the longest stretch of hitting no home runs?
You can park. Well, yeah, and
just
the, and the park down in Jupiter
not to be
is
a Debbie Downer.
The park down in Jupiter is not a home run park, but still, like they're not hitting anywhere. So, it's yes, Ollie is to blame for a lot of things because he's the manager of the team and he will take it. But you can't point to him for everything that happens. But he's the manager of the club, and he's going to have to take the heat. But no, I do not think that they would fire him in the middle of the season. They just gave him an extension. It would look bad.
Yeah, good stuff. Tom, thank you, my friend.
Anytime. I like the fact that City got their point at Sporting KC, by the way. That was good in a 3-3 game.
Oh, I did not
and
see that.
I'm actually enjoying some NHL playoffs early, Carl. I think it's been fun.
I watched the Rangers game yesterday.
I talked to our man Doug Armstrong yesterday. He's in the middle of a coaching search. So, yeah, it's a busy time for sports.
Yeah, I'd say.
Good to talk to you guys.
We appreciate you, my friend.
See ya.
Thank you for bringing us up to date there on the Battle Hawks. Caw-caw! I bought this T-shirt for Todd Pyro, by the way, in case you're tuning in late.
I can't wait to get his reaction to receiving that shirt.
I'm going to ship it off to him, and I'll be gone for like the next week and a half. So
we'll get his reaction next Tuesday for you.
Yeah, if I can get it to him in time. I'm going to send it to his house for sure. We'll be back in just a minute.
And doesn't raise their taxes, doesn't overregulate them, take away their freedoms, and give all our money to other countries instead of making sure that we're taking care of America first and keeping us safe and secure.
I just want to say for the record, there's absolutely no evidence that President Biden is involved in this. This is a case that is being brought in the state of New York by the Manhattan
and that's, DA. That's what I think is remarkable, is that if you look at President Biden and what he's done and what his son has done and the fact that,
nothing,
they are not being prosecuted for some of their crimes, that has nothing to do with this.
That has nothing to do with this. So my question is...
True, completely different.
Yeah,
we have a judicial system right now that's being used against certain members of certain parties.
My other point that I want to make up...
Dana Bash on CNN this morning with Kristi Noem. Dana couldn't stand it when Kristi Noem pointed out the inconsistencies here. I just want to say there's no evidence that President Biden had anything to do with any of these cases other than the fact that people from Letitia James' office, people from the prosecutor down in Georgia's office, right, Phony Willis, people from Alvin Bragg's office all met with either members of the administration or people from the DOJ before bringing their cases against Donald Trump. Don't be stupid, Dana Bash. Quit denying the obvious here. You've got Hillary Clinton out claiming it's Donald Trump that wants to put his political adversaries in jail, when in reality, it's Joe Biden doing that right now, in real time, up in a Manhattan courtroom this morning. It's crazy. That's what they're doing. Just make no two ways about it. Kristi Noem's been out enough as a spokesperson recently. I wonder if she's not climbing the ranks of potential VP candidates.
Yeah, I totally think that she could be a VP contender because I really think he's going to pick a woman. He's going to pick some sort of a minority voter to try to appeal to the people who only care if there is, for example, a person of color or a woman who's in office.
Yeah, I mean, it politically might be advantageous. I really thought Tim Scott was probably the front runner, but I've seen less and less of him recently.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what to think about that. I don't know. So yesterday, what was the name of this gas station that Joe Biden made an appearance in and then turned around and sued the next day?
It was Sheetz, right? Sheetz. Is that how you say it?
What an unusual Sheetz? Name for a gas station.
To make sure I really emphasize that it's E-E.
Sheetz. Isn't that weird? Like, different parts of the country have these different chains that I've never heard of Sheetz before.
No.
And people probably come around here and they see the come and go, and they don't know what the hell that is either. So, right? I mean, you got weird name gas stations all over the place. So he makes an appearance at this Sheetz place. Like, they had to line a few people up to make it look like there were a couple people that were interested in seeing him. But there weren't really, like you see when Trump randomly shows up at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So what did the DOJ do?
They filed a lawsuit against the convenience chain because they're saying they discriminated against Black, Native American, and multiracial job seekers by essentially asking them to pass a background check, right? But then how would that not be discriminatory on the Biden administration for assuming maybe that the black people and the Native Americans and the multiracial job seekers are the ones committing the crimes.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, right. They're assuming that's why. I mean, when did we get to a place in America where you can't ask somebody before you hire them whether or not they're a convicted felon?
Right. That seems like a very fair reason to deny somebody a job.
Well, you should at least know that information. If you're going to hire somebody who's a convicted felon, who knows? Maybe there are mitigating circumstances. What did you do? I'd like to know that. That doesn't mean I'm not going to hire you, but why can't I ask? That seems to be what's at issue.
But if you find out that they did commit a felony and, say, for example, serve time for it, there should be no shame in your decision as a business owner to say, you know, I'm not sure I'm comfortable with that.
Yeah.
And moving on to a different candidate.
Are you a friend of John Legend?
Are you
a fan of John Legend?
I don't know. Neither here nor there.
No, you won't be after this. So he's pushing for no bail. He thinks that all criminals should be booked into jail and then let go.
Honestly, what's the point of even going to jail then?
Thank you. Listen, it's unbelievable. Listen to him. Hold on.
What happens with folks who can't afford bail is they have to languish in jail until their case. I think what ends up happening is we get kind of ruled by the anecdote. The New York Post will run a story, or Fox News will run a story, or the local news will run a story, and they'll say this one person got out of jail on bail and they did this crime. But the actual numbers, the actual data is resoundingly clear that folks that benefit from pretrial freedom don't go out and commit more crimes.
Pretrial freedom. That's what they're calling it. Ask Janae Edmondson's family how they feel about that, John Legend.
What statistics say that people are not likely to commit more crimes? Seriously, I would like to show me the study, John Legend.
These people are criminally insane. Can I just tell you that's the truth. All right, stay tuned. The Kilmeade Show will be up next. I'm sure he's covering this Trump trial up in New York. And, of course, Annie and Mark will be along later this afternoon. We'll see you back Tuesday morning at 5 a.m.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.